Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, my guest, Dolores Winder, had one of the greatest healing miracles of the 20th century, one of the greatest healing miracles I've ever heard of. It's totally verified. The biggest skeptic will not be a skeptic when they read this story. I mean, and the thing that's so wonderful about her testimony is then she has spent many years after having this miracle. Wherever she goes, miracles break out. As a matter of fact, Dolores, tell me about this person in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, who had cancer throughout his entire body.
Yes, Glenn. Glenn, it was quite unusual. He had his diagnosis the day before we saw him, and he came home, and this man met him and asked how it went, and he said, there's cancer everywhere. And this man said to him that I was still there. Would he come up and let me pray with him? And he came up, and the Lord spoke to me something I have not ever heard before, nor since. He said, I have woven, tell him I have woven myself into him when I formed him in his mother's womb. And I spoke those words to Glenn, and it was like a motor started running, and his whole body just started shaking. And he got up and started walking. And just, oh, praising the Lord, just walking. And he was totally healed. He still goes back to MD Anderson to explain to them what has happened to him.
How long has it been since he was healed?
I think it's been a couple of years. And he works now with our team over in Tuscaloosa.
Well, tell me about Steve, who had three back surgeries.
And Steve is here with me right now, sitting. And he had surgeries. They couldn't do any more for him. A lot of pain, a lot of trouble, couldn't walk. And they had ordered the wheelchair. The VA had ordered the wheelchair for him, gave him a new cane so he could have the cane. And I turned around this night, and he was just coming in the door of the church. And he looked more like me than anyone else I had seen. He was bent over, shuffling, and he looked up, and I saw the pain. And I said, oh, Lord, do something. Well, they moved him and his wife and his daughter and his granddaughter up to the front row. And I said, Lord, tell me when. And in the midst of my speaking, the Lord said, now. And I went over to him, and I said to him, and sometimes the Lord lets you have a little bit of fun. I said to him, are you ready? And I knew he was not really willing to be there that night. He wasn't tuned into it. And I said, are you ready? And he looked at me and said, what? And I said, are you ready? And he didn't answer me. And I said, give me your cane. And he finally handed me his cane. And I said, now get up. And he put his hands on the chair. And I wish I would have had a camera, because the look on his face when he stood up. And I said, what's wrong? He said, I don't have any pain. I said, no, now walk. And he started shuffling a little bit. And I said, no, pick up your feet and walk. And he picked up his feet, and he started walking. And he started yelling, I can't do this, I can't do this. Running, and ran up on the platform. And then came off the platform and went to sit down. I said, wait a minute, whoa, this man needs a back healing. He has a bad back. Pray for him. And he kind of whispered to me, I don't pray out loud. And I said, you do now. Pray for him. He prayed with the man. The man got healed. And I haven't been able to stop Steve since then. He's on the go.
Dolores, there has been this entire week such a special, and that's the only way I can describe it, such a special healing presence of God. I happen to believe that same healing angel that was with Catherine Coleman is with you right now. Is that possible?
There's someone who has a lot of sweating in their hands. That sweating is ceasing right now, and it will not be any longer. And someone, and I think they have had hip surgery and are still having a problem. They've had something done with the hip, and I think it's a hip joint put in or something. And right now, the Lord's taking that and making it whole. And I thank God for what he's doing. But Sid, the one thing I want to say is gifts of healings are for the body of Christ. And anyone filled with the Holy Spirit can operate in those gifts. It's not for special people. Certain people have stronger gifts than others. But when there's healing needed, if we are a Christian and we know the Holy Spirit and let him work through us, he is going to heal through any Christian.
Oh, Dolores, I believe because the presence, the healing anointing is here right now. And I believe that everyone that is listening, if you have something wrong in your body, put your hand on the part of your body that you have the illness. If it's heart, put your hand on your heart. If it's your knees, put your hands on your knees. If it's a migraine headache, put your hand on your head.
There's someone being healed of a lung condition right now and burning stomach. Someone whose stomach burns every time they eat. The burning comes. They almost don't want to eat. That's going away right now. There was an irritation of the lining of the stomach. And the Lord is just pouring healing balm into that, pouring it in. There's someone who's having their feet healed right now. They have a lot of, it's not pain in their feet, but a lot of burning, just a foot problem. Not really pain, but burning in the feet. And that is disappearing. Even as you're walking right now, it's disappearing. Somebody is having a problem with a lockjaw, TMJ, on the right side, and that is being healed right now. Move your mouth, but thank the Lord and praise him as you're doing it, and see that be gone. That hinge is closing in again where it should be, and we thank you, Father, for it. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, Lord.
Dolores?
And there's backs being healed. Not one, I don't know how many, but backs healed. If people will just, people who have been sitting down, stand up and feel the sensation going into your back of healing, of wholeness coming upon it. I have no idea how many. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Someone who had, and I think it was a former football player who's had knee surgery and have had problems with your knee since then. That knee will never give you a problem again. It's somebody who was very athletic in sports, and I think it was football, that's being healed right now. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
There's someone praying for your child. They don't know what's wrong with that child, but doctors can't seem to do anything. If that child is with you right now, I want you to lay your hands on him. It's a little boy. Lay your hands on him. And let the Holy Spirit use you to pour that healing through him, to totally take that away, that as doctors check him again, he's fine. There's a man who has lived in so much fear, it's been very difficult for you to even leave the house. God is removing that fear as the Holy Spirit is touching you and pouring himself into you. That fear is gone in the name of Jesus. Don't take it back. Don't take it back. You're free in Jesus' name. There's a woman grieving a loss of her husband, and he's been gone at least 3 years. I'm seeing the figure 3, and I think it's years. I don't think it's months. I think it's years. And you're still grieving. God says, shake off the grief now and begin to live. For I have work for you to do. Thank you, Lord. Somebody with something wrong with the muscles, levels are deteriorating. I have no idea what it is, but you know. And the Lord is filling those muscles with new strength, new life, pouring himself into you. Thank you, Jesus.
Dolores, our time is slipping away, but those that put their hands on their body in Yeshua's name under this anointing, you are healed, especially backs right now. And Dolores, tell me very, very quickly about one person that was healed when they read your book, Surprised by Healing, which is teaching as well as your full testimony.
Yes. It was a woman who was working at the college, and she did not believe in any of this. And we go down there once a month to Louisiana College, Southern Baptist College. Wonderful, spirit-filled people now. And this woman wouldn't come to meet me or anything, but was always hanging around. And the one professor said to her, if you won't read her book, don't come around here again. And so she took the book, and she had a bad stomach. And she read the book and said, I believe this is real. And said, Lord, if this is real, I'm going to lay this book on my stomach, and you're going to heal it. And she woke up the next morning without problem. There are people receiving the Lord right now who never believed he was real. And that is so important. Oh, Lord God, touch them in a mighty way. I see at least 10 people in different places that are receiving Jesus. He's opened up their heart. He'll fill it with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Let Sid know what's happening. And we thank you, Jesus.
That same presence that you're feeling right now, that same presence of the Spirit of God is on this book. It pulsates with the presence of God. And the same anointing that was on Catherine Coleman is on Dolores Winder and is on this book. The name of the book, Surprised by Healing. We're making this book available for a donation of $18. The greatest skeptic will no longer be a skeptic when they read this. And those that believe, your faith will soar. Donation of $18, Surprised by Healing.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.